This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, her actions, along with Jack Posobiec covering it, was the number one story last weekend. And then in the next few days, more people stormed the stage to say, stop promoting murder. Here's some of that video. So anti-free speech when she did it.
You are all Goebbels. You are all Nazis like Joseph Goebbels. This is Goebbels. You are all Goebbels.
Imagine if Trump had rallies where he simulated the death of Obama. I mean, the left got a rodeo clown who was Hispanic, looking like Obama as a clown band. But then they...
Goebbels would be proud.
They want to be able to simulate killing the president. Which is their free speech, and people are going to protest it.
Goebbels would be proud.
Then they play games and say, oh, we're not really talking about the president. Laura, just in the last few minutes, we've got to commend what you're doing. Obviously, more of this is going to happen because we're not left-wing or right-wing, in my view. We're just responding to their bullying. So I commend you for fighting these bullies.
Thank you so much. And you're a source of inspiration to me. I definitely have been an info warrior for a long time now. People like Mike Cernovich, people like the Rebel Media, James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas, where I used to work. All of you are leading the fight against the left. And, you know, the mainstream media sure as hell isn't doing it. So, you know, I would encourage people to follow you and follow those others who are, you know, leading this fight against this toxic ideology. This culture war that is attacking the right, you know, that's calling for a conservative genocide.
Why do you think they're so violent now?
I really honestly attribute it to Islam, right? A lot of people don't make the connection, but the left, you know, throughout Obama's presidency especially, they decided to align themselves with Islam. And these are Islamic tactics. This is jihad, right? This is the left form of jihad. They're using ISIS tactics of beheading, stabbing people,
running over people with cars. In fact, a lot of leftists, as you know, celebrate the jihadist attacks that are taking place.
Yeah, of course, because why wouldn't they? Because I mean, they don't stand for the West. They don't stand for the Constitution, right? Jihad is opposed to the West, and it wants to destroy Western civilization and everything that's good about democracy and the United States Constitution. And Sharia law is totally incompatible with the United States Constitution. And, you know, we already have, you know, 51% of the Muslims living in this country already want to replace the Constitution with Sharia law. And so if we keep on importing these people, they're going to start to influence the...
Exactly. I'm all for bringing Muslims in if they want to adapt and don't want to put hoods over their wives' heads and cut their genitals off and stuff like that. I mean, you know, Christians in some areas 1,000 years ago did similar, you know, things. Not exactly that bad, but similar. They've got to reform. But instead, they say, we are reforming. ISIS is our reform.
Yeah, I mean, there is no reform, right? What people need to understand is there has not been a reform movement with Islam. There has not been a moderate movement with Islam, right? There is only one Quran, and you know, it's their ideology.
Why has Christianity and Judaism and so many other religions gotten more moderate over the last few thousand years, and Islam gets worse and worse?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people. I personally view Islam as more of a death cult. You know, I try and stay away from
referring. No, I agree. It's not a religion. It's a political death cult.
Yeah. I don't call it a religion. So that's your answer right there. It's not a religion. So it's not like Christianity or Judaism because it's a death cult.
Well, it certainly is being exercised as one today. Laura Loomer, thank you so much for joining us. Where's the best place again for folks to follow you?
Just at World Rumor and the Rebel Media.
Rebel Media doing a lot of great work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with your phone calls. A ton of news. Stay with us.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Let's rack them up. Let's take your calls. I'm pretty good at talk radio. I love America, and I'm good at analyzing globalist operations, but I'm not good at going bam, 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 taking your calls. I want to hear from military. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from citizens. I want to hear from people, no matter what color you are or where you're from, about the state of the world. Do you agree with me that Trump is really battling the globalists, trying to get as much as he can done, killing so many big New World Order operations? You know a man by his enemies. He's totally surrounded by hyenas. It just tears my heart out and my intellect out that I can't do more to defend free humanity trying to break free from globalism. And you've got, you know, the poor American dying and the North Korean custody and liberals celebrating it and making jokes because he's white. You know, they see Asian white, so if the white man dies, they win. This is total beyond KKK mental illness. We're going to get into so many other big subjects here as well today on the economy, on science discoveries, and so much more. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 on any of the subjects. And I ask the question, should we, when the left has come up with guns or knives or clubs, get in a fetal position and say, I apologize that you might hurt your wrist hitting me with a baseball bat. I'm bad. Please kill me. Because the media is saying that conservatives allowing themselves to be stabbed, allowing themselves to be shot, is not enough. And that congressmen deserve to be shot. It's time to hunt Republicans. It's time to kill everybody. It's time to murder everybody. This is their rhetoric. Then they'll take what I've said out of context to claim I want violence. I don't want offensive violence. I don't want to have a bloodletting. I won't feel powerful. You know, if there's a societal collapse and a horde of 30, you know, trendies starving to death come up my country driveway, you know, with clubs and weapons, and I've got to open up from them, you know, from concealment. Because that's literally like putting a bunch of dead zombies on my front yard. I want to unlock the zombie brains. I want them to understand how the ultra-rich are manipulating them into collectivism so there's no middle class, no upward mobility. I want them to look at the real science and metrics so that they understand the facts of history and that capitalism creates incredible wealth. It creates incredibly rich elites, and those robber barons always then try to pull up the ladder and make sure the rest of the public stays poor. But capitalism and free market creates fantastic wealth and medicine and science and technology and choice and innovation like nothing has in history. It is the Renaissance. It's only been partially realized at America's peak, maybe 30%. Right now, maybe 10% of it's been realized. We're in decline, but we can explode back into a flowering period anytime we want. The problem is the paradox that it creates so much wealth and so much choice and so much decadence that our children and their children and their children, that's us, become decadent. So, I don't care if you're a Hispanic immigrant, a European immigrant, an African immigrant, an Asian immigrant. It doesn't matter. First generation that comes here legally, lawfully to work is super hardworking, amazing, moral, because they come from really dangerous hellholes and people appreciate the freedom. Second generation, a little more lazy, goes to college. The college fills them full of poison for the nation, fills them full of division. That's because the big banks own those colleges and run them and want you to be screwed up. They want you to have a worthless degree. They want you to be under their control. Then the next generation of those people gets even more spoiled brat and even more hateful. And basically, here we are today. You look at what conditions were like on average 80 years ago in this country. They were hellish. Now, they were a lot better than they were in other countries. But if you look at the graph, we're only going upward until about the 1990s. And we've been going downward since. We need to reverse the downward spiral. Innovation, wealth creation. Free market is the answer, but it doesn't allow Bezos to have a global monopoly over trades and goods. It doesn't let Goldman Sachs have a global monopoly over investment banking. It doesn't let JP Morgan have a global monopoly over consumer banking and stocks and bonds. It doesn't let the monopoly men have their system. Read the books written by John D. Rockefeller and John D. II. Read the books written by David Rockefeller. Read the books written by Henry Kissinger. Read the books written by Zygmunt Brzezinski. I've read them. I've read them. I've read their writings. I know them. I know who they are. I know who their scam is. I know they think you're failures and stupid and hate you. I know they think that you're losers, so why should they not dumb you down and give you a failed ideology of collectivism, which they then control and are exempt from? It is absolute fact that North Korea is a hellhole, that Venezuela is a hellhole. It's an absolute fact that Cuba is a hellhole. It's an absolute fact that anywhere under communism is a nightmare. But again, the leftists run around mindlessly with the big banks and the big billionaires pushing it, pushing it, pushing it as cultural poison, like weights, like balls and chains to slow down humanity. Go read their writings for yourself. Brian, Hans, Cynthia, James, Brandon, and others, your phone calls right now. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. 800-259-9231. Then coming up, Hannity agrees with Alex Jones, demands NBC release the tapes of the Alex Jones interview. We're also going to get into several other key reports that I haven't gotten to yet. Larry Wilmore roasted Otto Warmbier, made fun of him on Comedy Central, and many other publications did, like Huffington Post. Now he's dead. Theresa May calls for internet censorship and a police state to counter Islamophobia that she helped bring in and empower. And that's the right-wing government doing that. They bring in the incompatible Stone Age population. Watch, they've dug up Stone Age systems all over the world, and from Mesoamerica to Europe to Asia, and they didn't treat women like that. Women were actually the center of the home and basically worshipped as goddesses. You study every ancient culture that before agrarianism kicked in. I mean, why not? She can make babies. She's got milk. She's warm. She's squishy. She's nice. So I shouldn't insult Stone Age peoples because they were all universally in the press women. There were some smaller tribes that would kidnap and enslave others, but that didn't last long in different periods. It was normally to make you breed with them so you were only in the slave class, the first generation, but I guess in the complex anthropology. The point is that Islam, if you study history, in its current orthodox form, is the most barbarous, backward, hateful, anti-freedom system there is, and the globalists are allied with it because it's helping bring in their world government. So that's why I'm anti-authoritarianism, so I am Islamophobic. I am Islamophobic. I am Islamophobic. I am phobic of black widow spiders for a reason. I've seen it kill somebody I know. I'm phobic of brown recluses because I've seen somebody lose their leg from one. I'm phobic of pit bulls running out of somebody's garage and biting somebody because I've seen it happen. I am phobic of heights because I've seen people fall off a cliff. I have these instincts for a reason. They're trying to get us to not follow our basic common sense. All right, let's go ahead and go to Brian in Wisconsin. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I was just curious if you remember that Connie Chung interview of Newt Gingrich's mom.
When she was so mean?
Yeah, well, Connie wanted to know what Newt thought about Hillary. And Connie's mom said, well, I can't tell you that. And Connie said, oh, come on, you can tell me. It's just between you and me. And then Newt's mom goes, well, he said she's a bitch. I don't know if I can say that on the air or not. But
I remember that, and then Connie Chung's ratings went from bad to almost zero, and she got fired, or they put her to like magazine shows, which is how they put them out in the pasture. You're right, and now her ratings, Megan's, have gone from 6 million to 3.5. They say they're looking for an exit of her, and they're saying it. But even the New York Post is saying, or the New Yorker is saying, before Megyn Kelly, Connie Chung was the female anchor Trump hated most. So are you about to say what I think you're about to say, that this will be her Waterloo as well?
Well, that's what I was thinking, because that's what happened to Connie Chung after that. That really turned off a lot of people.
Well, I know this. Even liberals everywhere hate Megyn Kelly now. I mean, everybody could see it was totally edited. It was a joke.
Yeah. Maybe that's something you guys could do, is make a video comparing the two interviews.
I just wrote down what you said. Is Megyn Kelly the most deceptive interviewer ever? And then, like, coming up, look at Connie Chung. Look at who was the lady that got caught editing the gun video so they sounded like morons? Katie Couric. Who is the most deceptive? Let me ask you, is it Connie Chung, Katie Couric, or is it Megyn Kelly?
Well, I was, I don't know what to say. I'd have to say Megyn Kelly.
And we're not bashing women here. There are other deceptive reporters, but it, coming to mind for being the most deceptive and lying to people off record and not being off record, it does seem like they're kind of the queens of this. Who's another really deceptive reporter that's a man? I mean, a lot of the men will just tell you, you willing to take a hard interview? I'm coming down there. And then they come into a hard interview and kind of edit stuff, but nothing like a woman does, at least from experience. I mean, do you think that's right? Do they use the fact that they're a woman so they're allowed to cheat? Is that some liberal feminist thing? What do you think?
I have no idea. I can't think of a man being that deceptive in that way. But
now, yeah, Wolf Blitzer just pretty much agreed with, you know, shooting the congressman. You know, he kind of had the guy on to say he's not evil, he's just sick of politics. And Wolf Blitzer's like, well, hear your opinion. And kind of nods his head. You know, Blitzer at least lets us know what he thinks. He's horrible, he's evil, but he's more on. No, Ryan Williams, he's worse than all three women. Ryan Williams, I think he's the worst.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
If you just joined us, we had an amazing caller on that brought back a piece of ancient history I'd forgotten about in like 1994, 1995. Connie Chung is interviewing Newt Gingrich's mother and then says, this is off record between you and me. during the filming, what does he really think of Hillary? Well, he thinks she's a bitch. And then that blew up in her face, and she ended up losing her anchoring job over it because the ratings went away. The same thing happened to Piers Morgan when I went on his show. His ratings were almost gone 2 weeks later. The same thing has happened to so many of these people, and I think that we are seeing MSM's Waterloo, their fall, because they're still so arrogant and they don't learn new tricks, whether it's Brian Williams saying he got shot down in a helicopter when he didn't, and all the other lies, or whether it's Connie Chung saying, oh, this is off record, don't worry, or Megyn Kelly saying, I promise it's not a hit piece, I promise we won't edit it, I promise I really like you, I'm obsessed with you, and of course I knew it was going to be a hit piece, I wanted to see this, that she'd lie like that. We put the tape out. So who is the most disingenuous? Who is the biggest liar in MSM? We should have a contest where people put out different videos and show the different lies and then have folks vote online at Infowars.com. But I'm going to post a clip later of that call if you just tuned in so you can hear it to Infowars.com. And then see folks were live on air, but I'll now take that clip, put it on the front of the caller, put that out for a viral video to get people talking, to just remember what liars these people are and celebrate what liars they are. And by celebrate, what a joke they are, what villains. Oh, there's the Legion of Doom again. Even though Alex is like a big, fat, sweating walrus, and you know they cut him all up. You know, Alex has got his own problems, but he's one of us. We sure hate this lady. Had the worst ratings ever. In fact, when we put that piece together, let's clip in the Connie Chung clip, just because you guys found it. In fact, I'll play that in the next segment. I want to go back to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Hans in Pennsylvania. Hello, Hans.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I got an email from a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. I've been trying to get this information to you. Our customs people in Florida confiscated 52 tons of smuggled guns and ammunition packaged as furniture and shipped in 14 Comex shipping containers from Muslim Turkey to a Muslim arms manufacturer in Florida. And the stuff is packaged as furniture, and it looks like that company could easily have shipped those furniture items to Muslim mosques across the country. I think this is a surreptitious way for them to arm the Muslims prior to an overt insurrection occurring. And I think that there probably were more of these types of shipments that got through. So this may just be one of many shipments that they actually...
Now, I want to be clear, sir. I remember back in the mid-90s, going back to that time again, it was in the front page of the Long Beach newspaper that they caught a whole container ship full of a bunch of containers of AK-47s, fully auto, from the People's Liberation Army that was supposed to be canned goods being smuggled into street gangs. Then the media always called that a rumor and said it was made up by us. No, I mean, I have the copy of the newspaper. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. Now, in that case, we had documentation. Is this in the news, or do you have this from sources? Please tell me.
I have an email of an article with six photographs of customs going through these containers and showing the weapons as they were unpacked.
Well, listen, we've had ICE reach out to us and customs and give us big breaking stories, too, when Obama was letting the illegals in outside law 2 years before they admitted it. So I know customs does a great job when they're ordered to let stuff in, you know, to at least expose what's happening. But it shows the bureaucracy, though. Trump's trying to tighten down on things. But you're saying from this source that they were able to stop it?
This particular shipment they stopped, but who knows how many other shipments got through. And it's an ideal way for them to use the packaged weapons and ship them through UPS or whoever to the individual mosques across the country. They can ship tons of weapons to these people.
Well, let me say this.
Without anybody even knowing about it.
I'm going to look for this story that you talked about, but regardless, shipping into Europe, 5-6 million. They say it's been 10 million just the last few years, according to the UN total, Islamic refugees into the West. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands here. The numbers are much higher. Obama kept those secret. Trump's just trying to find out what happened, and the State Department and Congress are just blocking him along with the courts. That's a level of sedition. But if you bring in a bunch of military-age men who are admittedly jihadis, it's the same as bringing the weapons in. In fact, it's more dangerous. So I think your story is very, very plausible. We'll research it and look into it because we know the gun isn't dangerous. It's the jihadi globalist pedophile brain. So thank you so much, Hans. We'll look into that right now. Send us any of those emails to showtips@infowars.com. You're the eyes and ears of the Republic. Cynthia, James, Travis, your calls are straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
You know,
I want to be left alone in my average home. But why do
I want to direct the producers of this broadcast, who let me kind of run around, do whatever I want. I mean, it's my show, my little network, InfoWars. But I do want to tell Nico Acosta and others, make me take calls every day. Because when you take calls every day, you get better callers, and they bring up so many wild cards and so many angles we forget about to put some perspective in of how much these news anchors get caught lying. I mean, I would never tell somebody, I'm going to do a soft interview with you, and I'm going to make you look good, and I'm going to be nice if I wasn't going to do it. I don't tell people that. We call up and say, come on, we'll ask you hard questions. You'll have as much time as we do. Don't be a coward. After they start saying, no way, I'm not going to dignify you by coming on. I'm not going to lower myself to your level. Oh, I get it. You can't debate me. You can't actually have a discussion live on air. I live live on TV, live on the radio. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean it's not a train wreck sometimes, but it's real. Everybody knows what I'm like live. They know when they see that Megyn Kelly piece, it's a train wreck by design. Where I'm a gibbering, stilted, addled moron challenged by the mighty Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly had no appeal to me. It was super boring. It was work I had to do because my gut told me to do it. I felt nasty when I got home that night. Because it was just such a joke to interface with the old, rotting facade of globalism. But look how far these arrogant pieces of garbage have slid. Back in Connie Chung's day, 20 years ago, in her heyday, she had on average 20 million viewers every night. Now the Nightly News has 5 on the major networks. And what happened to Megyn Kelly? For 2 weeks, the biggest item in the news cycle. Bigger than Comey, bigger than Russiagate, bigger than it all. It was Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly. And they used it as a way to demonize me and attack me. But MSM is so discredited, all it did was make giant crowds of people actually come and tune in. And now, suddenly, groups that didn't even like me are liking us. And our audience is just swelling. We've never had listeners like this at this time during the summer. This is like a November size audience. November's the hottest time in talk radio. Ask anybody. People are out, they're shopping, Christmas is coming up, it's cool, but politics is going on. There's always big battles in Congress, getting close to year end. October, November is the hottest time of talk radio. And we have more listeners right now than we had in 2015 at this time. Sure, our peak was the 2016 election. It was just unbelievable. It was ridiculous. Totally viral. 87 million people that tuned in and watched in 1 week. Previous was about 30 million. The new high, 87 million. The new high, 40-something million. And I've never been sitting here in June with 45, 50 million listeners in a week. And here's the deal. More media requests than I could ever do in a lifetime. One of the biggest shows out there that I always go on is Coast to Coast AM, probably the second or third largest radio show in the world. 10 million listeners a night, for real. But see, oh, it's just talk radio. Oh, I didn't go on Coast to Coast. It's even subconscious. Oh, George Norrie, you know, with a show 4 times bigger than Megyn Kelly's, and he's been calling me for a week. Now, I've had family stuff. I've had kids that were sick, you know, stuff like that. I got to call George David off air. It's not that I'm even belittling George. George has a bigger show than I do on terrestrial radio. He wants me to come on and actually tell my story of what really happened unedited, just like Sean Hannity's saying. So, yes, George, I'll do it. I've had a lot of family stuff and things, and so I want to apologize to George Norrie and to Tom Danheiser that you get a call, you mean to make it, then you forget, then you collapse at 9 o'clock at night. CoastToCoastAM.com. That's the place for me to talk to America and to talk outside my audience and to really be able to lay it all out. So I will definitely get with George if it isn't too late and come back on his show. All right, I want to go back to your phone calls, but since we talked about it, here is the Connie Chung interview from the mid-1990s that led to her being fired and her ratings collapsing because she would lie to an old lady. Here it is.
President Gingrich, what has Newt told you about President Clinton?
Nothing. And I can't tell you what he said about Hillary.
You can't?
I can't.
Why don't you just whisper it to me, just between you and me?
She's a bitch.
You know, that's the only thing he ever said about her.
Oh, man. I'll tell you about Newt Gingrich. He's super smart, ultra smart. He knows everything I know before I was born. He worked for Nelson Rockefeller and was let in on the whole show. He's a professor. He's a futurist. And he's written forwards to books calling for world government and world microchips. He is a technocrat. So I don't trust him. But when he argues for our side, there's none better. I mean, the guy is as smart as they come. And that's why he works for the Rockefellers. But lately, he's actually been fighting to cut the taxes and secure the border and kill TPP and kill IMF and kill World Bank and kill globalism. So I guess he might have just figured out which side's about to win, maybe. Because I've been on the phone with well-known folks that have been part of Bilderberg and part of other big international organizations, and they say, look, the tide's out. Not Peter Thiel. He said that, too. I've talked to him. But they said the same thing. The tide's out. Globalism was supposed to have a free market for everybody. It's not. It's crony capitalism. It didn't deliver. Just like the liberal Joseph Stiglitz, who won 2 Nobel Prizes, said on the show, you know, liberalism has become a fraud. Conservatism has become a fraud. The elite want to make people poor to control them. This is not real liberalism. We got to stop this. So there's different schools of thought. There's fake liberals. There's fake conservatives. Then there's real liberals and there's real conservatives. And I've talked to real liberals and I've talked to real conservatives. And, you know, you've heard Robert David Steele on the show. That's his name, right? The former CIA guy. I'm teleprompter free. We should get him back on. Talk about his meetings with Rothschilds and people. High level ones that are like, no, they don't want to get rid of everybody and they want to not go to Islam and they want to go ahead and secure things. And they agree. They don't want world government. They think it's a bad idea. But then they've got the other side of their family that wants it. So, you know, the truth is people are complex. And now that globalism has gotten so close and is here, and people really realize this is what Hitler wishes he was, a lot of people are going, you know what, we might not want to actually do this. Ally with radical Islam? They're telling feminist women put hijabs on? And all these women are going, what the? I thought feminism's where I'm in charge and I take over and the men are like a subclass. Because high-level feminists know that. It's about power and domination and taking control of the species. It's not about empowering women or men. It's about being authoritarians under the name of women. Because men are so demoralized, dumbed down, and uneducated and falling apart right now. But even the authoritarian women are like, going to bring in the Muslims and have them run stuff? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, we're not doing that. And that's how crazy this is. How crazy are your people that want to go along with the New World Order? All you liberals, all you, and the litmus test, get crazier and crazier and crazier. What you've got to accept, what you've got to go along with, what you've got to push. Till we have the Huffington Post and Comedy Central, and I've got all these articles and all these clips today that I haven't even gotten to, where they were celebrating Otto Warmbier, saying, how dare you, you white, arrogant, know-it-all, You entitled frat boy. You know, you go over to North Korea and you try to steal a newspaper off the wall as a souvenir. And now you're there begging, you know, you're an alpha sigma ass. Please, I've made the worst mistake of my life. Please. But it wasn't good enough because North Korea has nothing. We're going to play that clip in a moment. North Korea only has torture and death and is a cult of Satanism and a cult of personal power of the state trampling and being trampled upon and a boot stomping on the human face forever. So, of course, you're going to get people for the Huffington Post and you're going to get people for Comedy Central saying, let's hunt Republicans. Let's celebrate Otto Warmbier. Here's Larry Wilmore, the real, total, class act racist, spewing that, oh, look at this arrogant white person. He went there and thought he was above the law. Think about that. Yeah, go ahead and roll it.
Tonight's story is about the North Korean government, which recently captured one of America's most annoying exports, a frat bro.
Otto Frederick Warmbier is a University of Virginia student now being detained by North Korea.
Hold on one second.
Can I hear that name again? Otto Frederick Warmbier.
Pause. Imagine if you made fun of some African's name or an Asian's name or somebody else's name. You'd be the biggest racist, the most evil guy. But see, you're another know-it-all, racist, globalist, New World Order, Soros, Nazi collaborator, empowered clown who can then put up the evil white male and make a joke about him in the clutches of the most psychotic killers on earth. And so after we're done with this, just type in North Korea labor camps and then click on the images of the torture and the death and the murder. We'll put it on screen for you. Where they admittedly hang people by their legs, rape women, kill babies, make the villagers eat their own babies, rats eat their eyeballs out. Their population's gone down, 10 million just during the last decade or so, as about 1 million die a year. The place is an absolute hellhole. Go to Google, type in North Korean prison camps, and then click images, because there's not a lot of photos. There's just the drawings of those that have escaped. This has been confirmed. There are some photos and things that the North Koreans have put out themselves, and you are worked to death. But if somebody does something wrong in your family, like make a joke about the dear leader, they always need new people for it. They bring you there with your wife and children. Then they rape them and kill them in front of you. Then they work you to death, and they feed on the pain. In fact, I sent Nico some images this morning. If you just click images on Google, I want to show the full palette of images. There's this particular shot of a female guard looking down from the corner of her eye through the fence at someone taking a photo. And you look at the power trip, at the evil, at a person drunk on torturing people. She may be near starving to death herself, but she has that same satanic look of enjoyment. There it is. Now, let's cut to a trendy in the lap of luxury in one of the most wealthy countries in the world where our poor live like kings. And then they're going to make fun of somebody just saying, oh, they're a white guy wearing a sports jacket. Now, you can be a black guy wearing a sports jacket. Let's start at the beginning, and that's okay, but a white guy is wearing a sports jacket. It's another uppity cracker ass that a black racist like you can run your mouth about, while the majority of the victims of North Korea are Asians and their own people murdered by the tens of millions by the most degenerate scum on earth that leftists make jokes about, and that leftists travel there to make jokes about, and that major publications make jokes about, while you promote Venezuela that's now descending into the same type of deal. It always ends in work camps. It always ends in forced labor. It always ends on hell on earth. But you don't care. So let's go ahead here, ladies and gentlemen, and let's roll. And of course, that's just Army cadets in that forced labor photo. That's just young Army cadets near starvation. Let's put that photo back on screen. That's not forced labor. That's just Army cadets looking like they're concentration camp victims out there. And the whole population suppressed except for 0.1% that waddles around and worships Kim Jong-un. And, of course, they can't produce enough food. Meanwhile, South Korea is the biggest producer of electronics, technology, you name it, overproduces food, you name it. But see, they have free market. They're not even perfect. Total hell on earth. But they don't care. Those are just citizens of North Korea. Again, go through some more of the torture photos while this guy talks. But let's go ahead and roll this dirtbag, Larry Wilmore, who's praying that America could be more like North Korea. Here it is.
Now, tonight's story is about the North Korean government, which recently captured one of America's most annoying exports, a frat bro.
Otto Frederick Warmbier is a University of Virginia student now being detained by North Korea.
Hold on one second.
He's dead now,
bro. Can I hear that name again?
Otto Frederick Warmbier.
Yeah, brother, that guy's dead now.
Otto Frederick Warmbier? Okay, so what did he do wrong?
He's accused of trying to steal a North Korean political banner from his hotel.
Okay, listen up, frat boy. This isn't like the time you stole Sigep's goat. This is North Korea. I don't know, maybe this student is some sophisticated undercover mastermind.
Please admit the worst mistake of my life.
Oh, they raped the children.
This isn't some sophisticated undercover mastermind.
I entirely beg for the governance of the DPR Korea. For your forgiveness.
I beg you for your forgiveness. Please think of my family.
Think of my family.
That groblin wasn't enough. You're dead.
Sorry, guys, it's just tough for me to have much sympathy for this guy and his crocodile tears because he allegedly stole this North Korean hotel banner. And listen, Audubon Crybaby, if you're so anxious to go to a country with an unpredictable megalomaniac in charge, just wait a year and you'll live in one.
Well, pause.
It's coming.
That's right. Let's back it up. That's right. Trump's a dictator. He's a megalomaniac because he's standing up to North Korea, and it's Obama and Hillary and the Clintons that gave him the nukes, gave him the reactors, empowered him, his father, all of it. But you don't care about history. You want to equate North Korea with Donald Trump when he's equated with globalist filth like you. Let's go back to this filth.
And you'll live in one. It's coming, you guys. You know that. It's coming. You know it's coming. Make America great. It's catchy. I'm going to cry.
No, you're another arrogant
person.
Okay, to get a
better sense of Otto, let's talk with some of his fraternity brothers. So please welcome Preston and Hans.
Preston and Hans. Let's make fun of white people. You know, let's put some black guys up there and have them act like Heckle and Jekyll. Now, that'd be racist.
And he commits crimes and gets away with them all the time. He's the ultimate frat for us, right, baby?
We'll pause again. Just like they claim the lacrosse team raped a black stripper. See, they weren't racist. They wanted to have a black stripper. And they didn't do anything to it. It was all made up, but the media manufactured it and has now lost lawsuits over it. Because that's the image everybody wants, that white people and black people are all going to kill each other, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So everybody's too scared to even associate with each other. Let's go out to break with more of this racist garbage.
Right, baby? That's the first thing you said that makes sense. We'll be right back.
The Nightly Show. Hey, but don't worry. He's dead now. He got beaten to death for a year and a half, and then he died in a coma. You're probably mad he got back to his mama first. So you go ahead and make your filthy, evil jokes. You filthy, evil, anti-human, scum, leftist craphead.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones back live. A couple more segments and Paul Watson's taking over. Cynthia, James, Brandon, Travis, I'll get to your calls before Watson takes over. He's always wound up and ready to go and on target. The globalists hope that you will not fund InfoWars. They openly talk about wanting to shut down economies so that there can't be independent Americana nationalistic press. We are brash. We are truthful. We are in their face, and we self-fund about 70% of our operation direct selling products to you. That's how we're able to continue on when other media is imploding. We had 20-plus million views attacking her in the last week or so. Megyn Kelly, she had 3.5 million views on her show. They are the illusion. They are the emperor's new clothes. But at this critical time, they're launching their final attack bureaucratically with boycotts and manipulations. That's why we make it easy to support the transmission. We're running 30 to 40% off all the storable foods, big discounts on water filtration systems, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the summer mega sale. Support Patriot Media, summer mega specials. Free shipping store-wide, Survival Shield X2, even though it's close to selling out, 30% off. Z-Shield to detoxify, 30% off. Look into Z-Shield, it's amazing. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. That's the brand name. It's the entire line of My Patriot at the lowest price you'll find anywhere. Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, that's the sunscreen, the bug spray, totally natural, organic, 40% off. That is a loss leader when you get the additional percentages off with auto ship. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse is amazing. It's close to selling out, but I'm still doing 20% off on it. This is one of the biggest sales we've done in a long time. We've got a lot of different items, but this is a wide sale. Some of these items are at the lowest price ever, like the Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack at 40% off. You can also call toll-free and ask about these specials and others. And the great crew here until about 6 o'clock at night will answer your questions. Then it rolls over to an answering service we've had for 20 years that will also take your orders here in Austin, Texas. It's 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. So up to 40% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today. And again, thank you all for your financial support. You get great items that are very competitive and high quality in the process, whether it's Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, the clean iodine, and the silver bullet, colloidal silver in it. A lot of game changers. So thank you all for making the transmission possible. But just like we game change politically and are very aggressive and effective, our products are awesome and effective as well. So again, you made InfoWars. I want to salute you and thank you for everything you've done. We have a discount with organic mouthwash 10-to-1 concentrate with Super Blue. That's 33% off right now. There's no reviews of that combo because it's brand new. Okay, let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, thanks for holding. You're on the air from Florida. Hello, Cynthia.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say you guys are awesome. You guys are amazing.
You are.
I'm a veteran. I just have a little something. I think that, you know, I know you guys have already touched on the whole Pedogate thing, and all these people are tripping because they're all satanic and they're all in different cults. It seems like this weird Harry Potter alternate universe is going on. Like, there's like a good Illuminati and a bad Illuminati, and they all are both aware of each other, but like us muggles kind of like aren't supposed to know what's going on behind the scenes. And I know a lot of these Luciferians have this trio that they have to tell us what they're doing. So I think we really need
That's
to
right. Metaphysically, the vampire has to ask permission to come in. I'm gonna hold you over because what you're saying is so important. Stay right there. I'm gonna come right back to you in 70 seconds, Cynthia. Then James, then Brandon, then Travis, and then Noreen if I have time. And then Paul Watson's taking over. But what you said is so key here. And listen to me carefully, folks. What she just said is everything. There's all these different delusions of grandeur, and that's what evil is like mental illness. It's systems of thought that make you artificially mentally ill and that lower your spiritual defenses. And more I realize as we see mental illness and insanity and people breaking down, intensifying around us, which they admit is happening, it's because this world's a lie and people have bought into it and they're going crazy. And a lot of people like Agent Smith are just becoming possessed by the spirit of this world.
Thank you for listening.
And that's it. They serve the system. They believe they're part of it. They see their system that's cancer and trouble, so they're trying to overthrow the cure.